This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It's been said, what you are speaks so loud I can't hear what you're saying. It's also true, what you say and how you say it reveals more about your true self than you might realize. As you read the book of James, notice what he says about the tongue. In doing a Focus and Amplify study of James 3, 1 through 12, I felt the focus was on transforming the tongue. This is amplified through three main points: perspective regarding the tongue, problems resulting from the tongue, and power released through the tongue. Under perspective, I noted that the tongue is small in size, but significant in influence. Also, controlling the tongue is tantamount to controlling your life. But it's important to notice that James says, "No man can tame the tongue." Under problems, I listed the following. Mixed messages come from mixed-up hearts. A bad spring cannot produce a good water supply. The healthy, effective communication is more than an art. It takes more than effort on your part. Then, under the point that power is released through the tongue, I noted that we need to recognize our accountability before God. We also need to determine the influence we want to make. Then we need to trust God for the control and management of our tongue. Since no one can tame the tongue, we should deliberately ask the Holy Spirit to control our tongue whenever we intend to speak. In chapter 1, verse 26, James summarizes the importance of having a transformed tongue by saying, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry."